Question 12. Why would God give people a second chance? Answer. God is not giving these people a second chance. He is giving them a first chance. Again, these are people who never heard a clear gospel message of salvation through the shed blood of Jesus. The Bible teaches that you are condemned for rejecting Christ, but it does not teach that you are condemned for never hearing about Christ. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. But what does this mean for those who never heard that message? The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15, "For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent?" Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." People develop faith by hearing the word of God, and the power in God's word fulfills the promise of God's word. But how will people hear if nobody tells them? How many gospel messages did you have a chance to hear before you repented and accepted Jesus as your Savior? How many chances did God give you? Had you never heard about Jesus, would you be serving him today? If you have the heart of God, you cannot look into the face of an outcast leper, a destitute Hindu, or some other unreached person who is hopelessly entangled in the darkness of their circumstances and say, "God loves me. He chose me. Too bad he chose you for hell." It is true that these people have been raised in religions where they are taught to serve false gods. But I like what a missionary friend of mine says. These people who are going to the rat temple every day are not doing it because they are evil people. They are doing it because this is what they have been taught, and they want to please their gods. They believe that they are doing the right thing to search for the meaning of life and to have their souls set free. These people are not running from God. They are trying to find God. God sees the multitudes around the globe who have never heard about the sacrifice our Messiah suffered for them when he shed his blood at Calvary to wash away all of their sins. God knows that many of these souls are searching to find him. They might be surviving with the barest of shelter and scavenging meals from a garbage dump, but he still has every hair on their heads numbered. Nobody loves them like Jesus, so why would God not give them a chance to hear about him and make a decision for eternity? We shall all stand before God on Judgment Day, and many Christians will give an account for the lost souls they could have reached and did not. For our own sake, we should be thankful that God has an alternate plan.